I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. It's The Rough Draft Diaries holiday special, and it just happens to be airing on Christmas morning. How perfect. Actually, it's so perfect that I did feel the pressure to create the quintessential holiday special as it is airing on your Christmas morning. I had a few different ideas, and then I kept on coming back to wondering what you're going to be doing this Christmas morning. So I decided to open up the phone lines to find out what our listeners are up to. Hello, you're on The Rough Draft Diaries. Who's this?
This is Beefy from Toledo, Ohio.
Beefy? Your name is Beefy? Where does that come from?
So I used to play for a roller derby team called the Glass City Rollers, and everyone has a sort of an alter ego name. So my alter ego name was Beefy Vanderhuge. And so everybody just knows me as Beefy now.
Okay, Beefy, what are you doing for Christmas this year?
My birthday is on the 25th.
Gotcha. So how has that been for you all these years, having your birthday be on Christmas?
It's rough, but you find ways to work around it.
So tell me how you work around that.
We do something called Beef Day, which is one of my good friends. She's not a fan of Christmas. She decided instead she was going to celebrate my birth. So during the day, I kind of hang out. And then in the evening, I go to her house where we have people over and we celebrate Beef Day. We usually do weird things, like a couple of years ago, it was onesie party, cookie decorating. Last year, we had a flying shark balloon that we used to attack each other. And this year, we're going to have karaoke. Potentially, if we get it together, we're going to do a special performance of a song from the movie The Parent Trap.
That sounds amazing. Well, from everyone here at the station, happy Beef Day, Beefy. All right, who's up next?
Sure, my name is Prakash Kramchandani.
Hey, PK, you've been on the show before. What are you doing this year for Christmas?
Christmas is very much about our kids in the morning and then a lot about our friends later on in the day. Our friends will all come over and we'll cook something really cool, really unique. That's kind of a challenge.
Ooh, sounds fun. What are the challenges you've tackled in the past?
So we did, broke down a primal of dry-aged beef that we tried to dry-age for, 3 months, 90 days. That was a big one. Then we did a rack of lamb last year, and that's the request again this year because it didn't go super well last year.
What happened last year?
I overcooked it.
So you're giving it a second go this year?
I'm giving it a second try.
Deal. Well, count me in. I'll be there. Thanks for calling, PK. You're on The Rough Draft Diaries. Who's calling? Hello? Who is this?
Jack.
Jack. It's so nice to meet you, Jack. My name's Haley.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Jack, tell me, what are you doing? What are you doing for Christmas this year?
A tree and presents and Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is going to what?
He's making cookies.
You're making cookies?
Mommy, Daddy, going to help me.
Oh my gosh, your mom and dad are going to help you make cookies?
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want for Christmas this year, Jack?
White Christmas.
You want a white Christmas?
Oh, me too, Jack. Me too.
Can you tell her, are you going to decorate the Christmas tree? Well, come here. You have to come here. Tell her about how you decorated our Christmas tree.
No.
Okay.
That's okay. Thanks, Jack, for calling the Rough Draft Diaries. And thank you to Jack's mom for assisting. Hello, welcome to the Rough Draft Diaries. Who's calling?
I'm Rachel, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Do you have any crazy traditions for Christmas, Rachel?
Yeah, my aunt will make us a cake every year, and it's a birthday cake for Jesus. We read these little papers that have, meanings for everything. So, there's red hats on there that that symbolize, I don't know what they symbolize. There's, a green layer that symbolizes new life. And then at the end, we sing Silent Night and Happy Birthday, and all the lights are off and we light the candles together and people cry. It's real weird.
Whoa. Okay. So wait, the layers on the cake, as in there's a red cake layer and then a green cake layer?
Yeah. There's a brown one that's supposed to represent that we're all bad people, I guess. And then there's a red layer that represents love, and then the green layer represents new life. So it's a three-layered cake, and then there's red hots on the top.
So red hot candies on the top.
Yeah, Yeah, it's a nasty cake. It does not taste good.
Oh my gosh. How long have you been doing this for?
Since before I was born. I'm not sure how it started, but as long as I can remember, we do it on Christmas Eve.
Wild. Well, I hope you have a good time eating your Christmas Eve red hot three-layer cake this year, and thanks for calling, Rachel. All right, I think we have time for one more. You're the last caller. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I am calling from Toledo, Ohio.
We just heard quite the unique tradition. Do you have any crazy traditions for Christmas?
Well, a little over 13 years ago, I think, a friend of mine, she made a bunch of cookies, and we had just moved into this house, and we weren't comfortable with the oven, and there were a lot of cookies that got burned. We had a lot of burned cookies and weren't sure what to do with it. And we thought we'd have a fun game where we took the cookies, put them on spatulas, and outside we went to see who could fling them the furthest. And it was a glorious beginning of a holiday tradition that we have done every year since then.
Wait, so what do you get if you win the cookie fling?
So we have this really cool plaque for the winner to keep all year, and then they bring it back the next year. Each year it has something new added, and it's been fun.
Well, I'll be rooting for you, Sarah. I hope you win. So there you go. It's a little peek into what our listeners are up to this holiday season. And whether you are celebrating a birthday, celebrating with friends, eating a three-layer Jesus cake, or flinging cookies in the backyard, I hope you have a happy holiday and that you stay tuned for the next episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. Thank you.